Okay, we're on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph at the top. Amr of Chizda, Amr of Yochanan. Hallelujah, the Kesya, the Yedidya Achasen. All these words should be written with the Ka at the end, together with the word. So Hallelujah is one word. Kesya, Yedidya are all one word. And Rav Omar, Kesya, Merchavya Achas. Kesya and Merchavya are one word. But not what's it called, Hallelujah. Rabba Omar, Merchavya Bilvad. Only Merchavya is one word. All the others are two words. Iboyalahu, Merchavya L'Rav Chizda Mai. According to Rav Chizda, right, who said that Hallelujah, Kesya, and Yedidya are all one, what about Merchavya? Teku. So we don't know in Rav Chizda what he would hold. Go back to the Rashbam on Amud Beis. That's where all these Rashbams are. Hallelujah. Teva Achasi. Kimo Hilul Kigon Tachteha. Hagzeira Vahabiniya. Kimo Kain Kesio. All these, when they're one word, the last letters are not Shem Hashem. They are, what's it called, part of the word. And therefore there's no Kedusha. And according to others, it's the ka at the end is Shem Hashem, but it becomes part of the word. So there's also no Kedusha. And according to others, it's Shem Hashem, and the Yud Hey you can't erase, but the words that come before, the letters you could come before, but Hanitbal Hashem, before Hashem, has no Kedusha. So Shaila, whether if it's one word, if there's any Kedusha at all to any of the letters, even the last two, Pashtus not, comes like a part of a name. Right, like Yedidya, if it's one word, so it's not, even though it means Yedid Hashem, but the Hashem becomes bottle to the name, it's not Kedusha anymore. But if it's two words, then it's Taka Yud K by itself, Yedid Ka, and the Yud K are Kodesh. Yedidya, Vayikra Shmo Yedidya, Nosan Hanavi Kora Kein Lishlomo. And the Gemara says that's called Yedid Hashem. But if it's one word, even though it's Yedid Hashem, the Hashem is not Kodesh anymore. And if it's two words, then the Hashem remains Kodesh. Merchav Yo, Kamo Merchav. Right? The whole world means Merchav. And the Yo is only just a suffix to the word. Achas Kolomer Teva Achasi. The Ein Haksiva Nechlekas Lishnayim. Right? All is one word and not two words. L'Rav Mai Maflik Polig or Sufe Moshe. Does Rav add, or is he arguing? Aval Rav Pshita the Pollock, Mindakom, Rav Bilvad. Rav said the Therish is only Bilvad. That's what he meant to say. Okay. Iboyalahu, Yedidya the Rav Mai. Right, Rav didn't mention Yedidya. What does he hold? Toshma da Omar Rav, Yedidya Nechlik Lishnai. Lefichach Yedid Chol, Kor Kodesh. Two separate words. So the Yedid is Chol, and the Kor is Kodesh. Iboyalahu. Hallelujah, the Rav Mai. What would Rav say by Hallelujah? Toshma, Doma Rav Chazino, Tile de Vechadiva, Dechsi Behu, Hallelujah, Bechad Gisa, Becha, Bechad Gisa. I saw the Tehillim of Rav, and the Hallelujah was in one part of the cloth, and Ka was on the other side. Upligad Rav Yishuv ben Levi, Doma Rav Yishuv ben Levi, my Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Bilihulim Raharde. Hallelujah, I can't mean what's it called, like the other ones, Yedidyah, Yedid Hashem, because Hallelujah, right, if it means Hallelujah as Hashem, it should be two words. So therefore, it could mean, if it's one word, it means Hallelujah behilhulim rabim. The Ka is not Shem Hashem, it's a suffix that implies many hilulim. Upliga didei adidei. Shua ben Levi himself argues on himself. Don't read Shua ben Levi. Ba'asorim amoro shal shevach nemar sefer tehillim. Benitzuach, benigun, bemaskil, bemizbor, beshir, beashrei, betehila, betfila, behodoa, behallelujah. And God will mikulan hallelujah. Shekol shem v'shevach v'vasachas. Hallelujah is greater because it's kolel both shem Hashem and shevach. Hallelujah. And he said over here, the Hallelujah is to tell me it's a lot of Hilulim. And here he says that it's Kolol Shem Hashem, that the Ka Taka is it's part of the word, but it means Hallelujah. Okay, to the Rashbam. Chavivi Dodi Rabchia, which is Rav's son. Hallelu Bahach Gisa Besof Shita V'yesh B'tchila Shita Acheres. I saw that the Hallelu Ka was split. The Hallelu part was on one line and the next line was Ka. V'hilulim Harbe B'Halleluya Harbe. The Kula Halleluya Dorish Lehachi. Halleluya doesn't mean Hallelu Ka, according to this chat. It means with a lot of Hilulim. Alma tape, it's one word, and it's a suffix to imply a lot. B'tehila tila la David, b'tefila tefila la Ani Kiyatov, tefila la Moshe, b'hoda hodu l'Hashem Kitov. All these are psukim from Tehillim that are where these 10 different kinds of tehila were said. Shir shebetorah oz yoshir Moshe. Don't get it yet? No, yet. Okay, that's right. That's it. Maisa Kesia, we have just two words. Maisa, we hold that it's two words in Bishavach. It's two separate words. Some say that because there's a suffix over here in all of these, that in a get, when you set somebody whose name is Yedidya, so you have to write it as two words with a small hefzik in between, so it could look like one word and it could be two words. Okay, and the other ones also, some say that the word case yaw on the Torah, you should write the case above, the yaw on the next line between the lines. So if it's supposed to be two words, it's two words. And if not, the halacha is that you can add in letters between the lines and it's considered like it's one word with the thing before. But we don't do that. We write it regular two words and that's it. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shir Shabbatorah Moshe Yisrael Amruhu. The Oz Yashir, Moshe and Bnei Yisrael said it, B'shasha Olu Min Hayam. V'halol Zem Mi Omro. So we know when the Shira was said. Right? But when was Halol said? Neviim Shebeinehem Tiknu Lohen Li Yisrael Shu Omri Moso Al Kol Perek U Perek Al Kol Tzaro U Vitzaro Shal Tov Aleihem Ula Shenigalim Omri Moso Al Gulasam. The Neviim, the various generations, were Misakin to say Halol on every Tzaro. Whether it was exactly the Halal we know, because David HaMelech said these prakim. So it could be they were said already b'nevuah by other Nevi'im, like we'll see. And it could be that even after David HaMelech, he didn't use them as Halal, but other Nevi'im came out after him and used the prakim that he wrote as the Halal to say on Al-Kol Perek the Perek. In any case, some say that's Halal is Divrei Kabbalah. And that's Halal on Nisim. Because we learn it from our Kolzara Vetzara. But Halel by Yomtif or whatever, that's Divrei Sofrim, that's Dindarabam. Some say Halel is Doraisa, and even our Kolzara Vetzara, right? And the reason it's Doraisa is a Kal V'chomer. We learn it by Purim. If from, what's it called, Shibud Le Geula, you say Halel by Mitzrayim, Kolsh came in Mavis L'chayim. So Memela, what's it called, is in Purim, even though we don't say Halel, is because for side reasons. You don't say Halel on a Nes that happened in Chutz Laaretz, or the Megillah takes the place of Halel, but the Kal V'chomer still applies. Tanya, Hayar Meir Omer, Kol Tishbacho Samuras B'Sefer Tilim, Kul and David Omran. All the, what's it called, the Tishbachos that were said in Tehillim, David HaMelech said them. Shenemar, Kolu Tfilos David Ben Yishai. Right in the middle of Tehillim, it says, Kalu Tilo Tfilos David Ben Yishai. So it can't be Kalu because it's not finished. Al Tikre Kalu Ela Kol Elu. All these, including what's going to come after, is Tilos of David. Moshe of Yisrael, Kolomer, Ba'oso Pshitel on the Moshe of Yisrael, Ba'oso Shoah, Sha'olu Min Hayam Tiknu, Ve'lo Hayam Muktim Lekein. It's obvious that Shir Sayam was said at that time by Moshe and Klal Yisrael and wasn't said before that. Aval Halal de Rosh Chodeshim v'Yomim Tovim mitiknu. Who is Mesakin the Halal that we say on Rosh Chodesh and on Yom Tov? Al Kol Perek v'Perek, Al Kol Regel v'Regel, Aval Kol Tzora Shlo Tovu Aleihem. Lishna Ma'al Yinoket. Kolom Rashim Chas V'Sholom Tehei Tzora Aleihem V'Yivoshu Mimena Omer Osal Gu'ulasa Kigon Chanukah. Right. We ever have a tzara, and we're safe from it, there's an inyan to say halal. And the Rashbam says, not that you say it on the tzara, you say it on the Yeshua. But the way we've explained in the past, it's very meduyah. Because if you don't understand that the tzara was also something to say howl for in the end, then there's no purpose to say it on the Yeshua. Because don't give me tzaras and don't save me. So why do we thank the Rebbeinu for saving us from something he could have prevented? But if there's a purpose for the tzara, then you say the howl on the Yeshua, but you're also saying it on the tzara too. David Omran, Al-Ma'orishiru. David said them for things that happened, and he said these to Hillel. Call Elu Tfilos. Okay. Hallel ze mi amro, who said the hallel that is said in Tehillim? Rabbi Yossi Omer Elazar Bini Omer Moshe Yisrael Amru B'Shosh Olam Inayam. My son Elazar says that Moshe and Klal Yisrael were misakin that hallel too. They said not only Shiro Oz Yosha, they said hallel too. And then it wasn't written down until David. David was the one who came and wrote it down in Tehillim. But it was already said beforehand by Moshe and Yisrael, b'nevuah. The chalukim olav chaveirov, however, the rabbanan argue on Rebbe Elazar, lomer should David amro. David was the first one to say hallel. V'nirim devarim midivrayim. And my son, Rebbe Elazar, is more right than they are. Why? It appears like he's right. Actually, Yisrael shachtu es pischem v'not l'leveim v'lo amru shira. It's shayach that they, what's it called, Ramakav Korban Pesach, Marnot Lulav, and they didn't say Shira, they didn't say Hala. So Vaistois, that Hala was already said in the original time when they made Korban Pesach or whatever, not only a later Takana. Dover Acher, Tislo Shal Micha Omid Bebechi, the Yisrael Omri Nesahala. The, what's it called, the Pesel of Micha, which went over the, what's it called, the, Epsher Hallel Zebe Sefer Tehillim. Shano Om now called Perak the Perak. Moshe Yisrael Amru. The Sibbe Betzais Yisrael Mitzrayim. Hayam Ravayonos. The Acher Kach Kavu David Besifra. David wrote it down. But they originally said it, the Nevuah. Epsher Yisrael Shoknes Beschem. Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Ad David Lo Amru of Hallel. From the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim till David, nobody said Hallel. How is Shaykh? Every year they made Korban Pesach. They didn't say Hallel. So it must be that it was an earlier Takana. Dover Acher, Pisto Shalmicha Omid Bebechi, Bosom Mokum. To be made David Hoya, the Sibbe Adgalos Kol Ha'aretz, the Israel Omim Hallel, Shekosubo Kamohem Yu Oseyem Bitmio, Elavavi Alayam Nemer, Tchila, the Shuva Pasa. Right? How can you say that David HaMelech initiated Hallel? In David HaMelech's time, Pesel Micha was what's it called, was Kaya. And how could he write Mohem Yu O Sehem or whatever when they had Mamishtar Avodah Zorah amongst them in the time of David? Must be that it wasn't composed in the time of David, it was already from before. And David just wrote it down. So since it already was in force before, they continued it in the time of David. But to start in the time of David and to write all these things, Mohem Yu O Sehem, when Pesel Micha was still around, is difficult. They said that Pesel Micha was around by Yitzchak Mitzrayim too. It went over the Yam with them. Micha took this Pesel over the Yam. He said, but then it was hidden. It was private. Here it was public in the time of David. Kach Shemati. V'li nira bebechi kinui lignai. Kolomer omi besimcha. Right? It's not bebechi. It was besimcha. The Pesel Micha. How could he compose Hallel in a time when the Pesel Micha was at its height? Yisrael Amr Lefan of Logashinim. Yigarislim Fashin Lekamo Bifne Abayis Bodo Kayim. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Tana Rabbanan. Kol Shiro Shetetishbach Oshomer David Sefer Tillim. Rebbe Lezer Omer Kenegan Atzmo Omer. David spoke about his own experiences, and we say them because David's experiences, David was a Melech Yisrael. And he, the Melech Yisrael, is the Lev Shel Kol Yisrael. So what happens to him happens to the tzibur. So everything that happened to David HaMelech, we can find places in Tehillim that we can, the tzibur for all generations can have a similar idea. But he originally said it, l'gabi his own personal things. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Keneged Tzibur Omer. No, Rabbi Yeshua says he originally meant them not for his own personal things, but for the tzibur things. The Chachamim Omer Yesh Mem Keneged Tzibur, Yesh Mem Keneged Atzmo. Some were said personal, and some were said for tzibur things. Ha'amurus b'loshin yachid k'neged atzma. The ones that are said b'loshin yachid, he said, l'gabi his own personal experiences. Amuris Loshon Rabim Keneged Sibur. From Keneged Sibur, Knesset Yisrael. Shenisnabi al Gulosim Isbaaleim. He was menabi for different things that would come up in the future, and he said them for those geulas and those tzaras. And the other man, the Omer, says no. He said them for his own personal geulas and tzaras, like in Shemoneh Esrei. The bracha re'eino v'anyenu go al Yisrael. The Rashi says it's for personal tzaras and geulas. And the bracha later, Semach David, that's the tzibur geulas and yeshuas. So David HaMelech also had his own personal geulas and tzaras and whatever. Nitzuach v'nigun lasid lavo. When it says lamnatzeach or lamnatzeach b'neginos, right? So there, it's all for the future. And the Marsha explains nitzuach is because it comes from netzach. And the Ben Ishchai says the nigun is because in lasid lavo there's going to be a kinor which the nigunim were set on with eight strings. So it's a different kind of nigun. Nigun implies the future. Maskil al yedei turgamon. Whenever David said maskil of David, that was said through a turgamon, because maskil means to understand well, and that you need somebody to explain it. Or maskil can be lashon lechisha, to whisper. So you have to whisper to the turgamon to tell him. And also they say that it's not gematria, but letters of maskil are kli sham, which means the maturgamon is the kli of the darshan. So masculine in intimates that it was said through a second party. L'David Mizmor Malamit Shishor Selav Shinav Achar Kachom Rashira. When it says L'David Mizmor, it means first David got what's it called Shchina, and then Mizmor, and then he composed the Mizmor. Mizmor L'David, where it says the opposite, Malamit Shomer Shira V'Achar Kachor Selav Shchina. First he said the Shira, and that inspired him to get the Shchina on him. And the Zohar says just the opposite. When it said L'David Mizmor, so then what's it called? The Shechina came later. And when it said Mizmor L'David, the Shechina came first. Lamedcha She'ein HaShechina. So sometimes David HaMelech had to get into the mood to get the Shechina. He had to say the Mizmor first, and then the Shechina came. Lamedcha, that teaches me, She'ein HaShechina Shora Lo Mitoch Atzus, Lo Mitoch Atzus, V'lo mitoch schok, v'lo mitoch kalas rosh, v'lo mitoch dvarim b'teilim, ela mitoch dvar simcha shal mitzvah. Sometimes you need simcha shal mitzvah to bring you the shchina. Shenemar v'yata kechuli menagen v'hoya kenagen ha-menagen v'ati olav yad Hashem. Okay. Nitzuach v'nigun La'asid lava. Kol makom shenemar nitzuach lamatzeah b'neginos la'asid lava hu midaber. Lo yadana hechi mashma elahachi havi kimlahu. The Rashbam said, I don't know how it's mashma like that. It's just that they had a mesorah. And the Marsha explained why it's considered for the future because it's lashon netzach. Al yedei turgaman hu omer v'yachar mashmiya l'rabim. He would say it, and somebody else would say it out loud. V'haynu maskil lo chesh l'turgaman. So Rashbam says maskil means lechisha, to whisper to the maturgama. The David Mizmor, mashma techila hayu le David ruach hakodesh v'achar kach mizmor. Mizmor le David mashma mitoch ha mizmor bo shchin le David. Lamed mikan atalamed v'gam mipasik acher mochiach shenemar v'yatak hachului menage. We can learn from here and learn from the pasik hachului menage. Simcha shal mitzvah ki hach dikhuli menage. Shayim iskavin shetishtov shchina. He was listening to the music with the kavana that the shchina would come upon him. So it was simcha shal mitzvah. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, v'chein l'dvar halacha. Same thing, l'dvar halacha should come, if you want to paskin shaylos and get the right, you should be osik v'simcha shal mitzvah b'shaito. Omer Rav Nachman, v'chein l'chalom tov. A good chalom also comes from simcha shal mitzvah. Hayeini, v'omer Rav Gidl, Omer Rav, kol tamid chochem ha-yoshev ne-rabo, v'ein sifsos of notfos mar, you can't have simcha when you're learning, right? It says dvar halacha, you also have to do mitol simcha. The chori you have to do mitol pachad. When you sit and learn from your Rebbe, we'll see the Rebbe and the Talmud have to be the pachad. Right? Anyone who's sitting before his Rebbe and his lips are not dripping more. In other words, he's not scared, right? Tichaven, you get burnt. Shenemar Sifsosav Shoshanim Notvos Mor Over. Al Tikre Shoshanim El Shoshonim. Al Tikre Mor Over El Mar Ovar. Right, if he's not dripping bitter from his lips, then what's it called? He gets burned. So Tichavena. So, and they say the Shoshonim can also have the meaning of Sason the Simcha. Sasonim. If you're having too much Simcha and you're not scared when you're learning, then there's something wrong. Where it says Lokasha. Hoba Rabba, Hoba Talmidah. Depends who, the Rebbe or the Talmud. Talmud has to sit there scared. The Rebbe should be happy. So Dvar Halacha is when you're teaching a Dvar Halacha, the Rebbe should be happy. And the Talmud should be Papacha. Viboyseima, Hoba Hoba Rabba. The Taka both talking about the Rebbe. The Rebbe also has to be scared. The Lokasha. Hom Nikmei the Pasach, while the Vasar Pasach. Before he starts saying the Halacha, he has to be Besimcha. And then, when he's saying it, he should be with the Pachad and aim of Matan Torah. Ki ha the Rabba, Nikmei the Pasach, Lul Rabbanan, Omer Milsa de Vichusa, Ubodchu Rabbanan, Ulavasof, Yosib Be'em, So Pasach Beshmaisa. Just like Rabbi, you start off with a joke, Milsa de Vichusa, something that they would be light and happy about, and then he got down to business and it was Be'ema. So here we learn that what's it called? You have to start with a Milsa de Bichusa. Milsa de Bichusa doesn't mean necessarily it's not a joke. It means something light in the thing that makes people happy, a gematria or something like that. And others say, no, it could be mamish something, right? It's to fool the Satan. Because the Satan, if he knows you're learning Torah, he'll start up. But if he studies a joke, so he goes away. It's also the Maisa Legabe, a tool of public speaking. You get people's interest if you have to tell the joke. Some people then forget about everything else after that. But in any case, Tana Rabbanan. See the Rashbam. V'chein l'chalom, im holech lisha mitov simcha roi chalom tov. Ha barabba tzorek lilmo mitov devar simcha. But the Talmud has to be bepachad. Tana Rabbanan. Halal zem mi omro. Who said halal? Rabbi Lezer omer Moshe v'Yisrael amru b'shasha omdu al ya'aliyah. Like we said before. That was Rabbi Lezer shita. Heim romru lo lanu Hashem lo lanu m'shiva ruach ha-kodesh v'omro lahem l'mani l'mani yeseh. They said lo lanu and the Rabban Shem answered them taka l'mani yeseh. Rabbi Yehuda omer Yoshua v'Yisrael amru b'shasha omdu alayim malchei k'nan. Yoshua and Klai Yisrael said it when they were victorious over malchei k'nan. Heim romru lo lanu u'mashiva. They said also, Lo Lanu, right, we're not the ones who are Zochet to this, and the Rosh Hashanah Taka Lamaniyase. Rabbi Lezer Hamodoy Omer Devoru Borek Amru. And again, here it doesn't mean necessarily that they composed these Tehillim. They said it, Baruch HaKodesh, and later on, David was the one who put them into Sefer Tehillim. We'll see there's going to be Mandi Omrim that hold after David. Same thing, David wrote them in Sefer Tehillim, but he didn't compose them as the Halal to say. Until later generations, they use those to heal them as halal. B'shosh omer alim sisra. Heim omer lo lanu v'ruach ha-kodesh m'shiva v'omer eslem l'mani l'mani yese. Rabbi Lezer ben Azari omer chizkiyo v'siyas omeru. B'shosh omer alim sanchorev. Heim omer lo lanu m'shiva. Right, same idea. Rabbi Akiva omer chanani m'shov azari omeru. All these people were after David. But it was already in Tehillim, but they used it as halal. B'shosh omer alim nevuchadnetzer ha-rosha. Hey, Mamru lo lanu m'shiva. Rabbi Yossi Aglili omer Mordechai ve'Esther omru. B'shosha omer aleim homen arasha. Hey, Mamru lo lanu m'shiva. So, how you see, they said halal by Purim. We don't say halal by Purim. One of the reasons we don't say halal by Purim is because we have the Megillah. So then, it's very pashut over here. Mordechai and Esther said it because they didn't have the Megillah yet. We have the Megillah. Megillah takes the place of halal. Others say, it says that the reason, one of the reasons why you don't say halal is because of Neisha b'chutz laretz. Tamar says, but we said on Mitzrayim. Says, until we came into Eretz Israel, all our rosses were kosher to say Shira. Once you came into Eretz Israel, you only say halal on a nes of Eretz Israel, not on Chutz Laretz. So there's a shita that holds that in Golus Bavel, Kedushas Eretz Israel is bottle. So Nail, when they came back, it's like coming the first time. So then you could say already a nes. So once it was bottle, it was like going back to the original status. So they could say halal on a nes of Chutz Laretz before they came into Eretz Israel. Now it's like before they came, because the Kedusha was bought.
The difference
between saying it
b'shas ma'isa
and saying it could be also, could be right, or saying it afterwards, it could be. But some say the reason we say how afterwards is because it's like b'shas ma'isa. Right? The Chachamim Omrim Nevim Shebeinayim Tiknu Lam Yisrael Shiu Omrim Oso Akol Perek Uperek Veakol Tzora Vetzora Shol Tov Aleim Yisrael Shnigolim Omrim Oso Agulasan. All the Nevim were Mesak, and each one in his generation to say it on the Tzoras. And Tosfos points out in Sukkah that you only say Hallel for a Nes that happened to all of Klal Yisrael. But even though you can make a Yontif for a Nes that happened to an individual or a Kehila, you don't say Hallel. The Meiri says it could be you do say Hallel, but without a bracha. You can't say Hallel with a bracha except on a Nes that happened to all of Klal Yisrael. And Tosfos, you don't say Bechlal. And others say if you have a Yontif that's not for all of Klal Yisrael, right, like a personal yontif, you say Halla Gadol, Hodul Hashem Ki Tov, that Halla, not this Halla. Omrav Chizka, Hallelujah Sof Pirka. Hallelujah ends a Perek. It's the final word in the Perek. Rabba Baravun Omra Hallelujah Resh Pirka. No, Hallelujah is the beginning of the Perek. Now we'll see which Prokem and Hitzel we're talking about. Omrav Chizka, Chazina Lahu Vatile Devei Rav Chanin Barav, Dechsi Behu Hallelujah Beemtza Pirka. He wrote it in such a way that the Hallelujah was in the middle. So it went on the end of the first one and the beginning of the next parak. Am Mesapkele, wasn't sure whether the Hallelujah should be back on the previous Mizmor or it's the beginning of the next Mizmor. Omer Avchanim Barova Hakol Modim Betilas Hashem Yedabrapi Divarecho Basar Shem Gatsholi Olam Voed Hallelujah De Basrei Resh Pirka. The Hallelujah that comes over there is the beginning of the next. Hallelujah, Hallelujah Hashem. Not Hallelujah of Tehillah Sashem Edaber Pi. Right? Rosh Yira, the Kash, Shin of Yachruk, Benomas, Tavas, Vashoyim, Tovat, Hallelujah, the Basrei, Reish Pirka. Same thing over there. The Hallelujah of that Perek is not the end of the Perek, it's the beginning of the next Perek. Why? Because you don't say Hallelujah on the Ibud Vashoyim. Even though what's it called, that Rishayim get destroyed, you don't say Hallelujah for that. So it's Mestama, the beginning of the next parak. The Sha'omdim Beveis Hashem Hallelujah, the Basrei Reish Pirka. Same thing. The Hallelujah that goes after the Pasuk that finishes off the Mizmor, which one is this? Ches, is Tehillim Kuf Lamed Hei. Sha'om Beveis Hashem Bechatzos Beis Elokeinu. There the Hallelujah is also the beginning of the next parak. Reishis Chach Meiris Hashem Seichel Tov Lecholoseim Hallelujah the Basrei Reish Pirka. Same thing. The Hallelujah there is the beginning of the next Perek, not the end of that. Versus Neimek Katanoi, this whether it's Reish Perek or the end of the Perek is Machlokes Tanoi. Ad Heichan Hu Omer, right? Beishamay Omerim Ad Eim Habonis Smecha. He should have said Ad Eim Habonis Smecha Hallelujah. If Hallelujah is the end of the Perek. Mashma, that Hallelujah, it goes on the next thing. Not on the end of the parak, but the beginning of the next one. Right? Till Chalomish L'mayno Mayim. B'tanya Idach. And another brisa says, Ad Heichan Hu Omer, B'sham Yomrim Ad B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. You say, till B'tzeis Yisrael. Mashma, you say Hallelujah. It's not Hallelujah B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. It's Hallelujah. Eim Habon Yisneicho, like we say it. Ubeisilomrim ad lo lonu Hashem lo lonu. Mashma that you say the Hallelujah beforehand. You say up till lo lonu Hashem lo lonu. So my la b'hakim mitzvagei. Lamandi omr ad eim habonim smecha sover Hallelujah reish pirka. Umandi omr ad b'seis Yisrael sover Hallelujah so pirka. Right. So the chora from here we see it's machlokas tanoim. Right. The one who reported beishamim beishilo saying up until what's it called chalomish l'mayno mayim. So they didn't include Hallelujah. Hallelujah was the next parak. And the one who says that you said till B'tzeis Yisrael means that you said the word Hallelujah too, meaning that was the end of the first parak. So Gemara now thinks that that's a machlokas tanoim, whether Hallelujah is the end of a parak, except for the ones we said are excluded, or it's the beginning of a parak.